Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. It is January the 12th, 2026. Good blessed morning to you as well, Quelly. I'm so excited, guys. Of course, I'll always remember the 1-2 day of every month of the year, and we have been together through many, so it's super special to be with you today. I want to say Happy New Year to all of you who have not been here yet for 2026, and I also want to say that I really appreciate your subscribes and your likes and everything that we're doing here. You all know I move a little slower than most people because I am so busy. I think if we really think about it, I spend a lot more time in other places than here on the ground, you know. So I do really appreciate your support here, and I'm so excited. I'm also going to remind you that it's a great day to have a session over at 12listen.com. Many of the advisors are there to communicate with you. And I'm laughing, Jean, because I just saw you say something about missing packages, and I'm actually getting my Christmas gifts today. Lord knows where they've been in the world, but I know I have a couple of deliveries from my husband, who ordered them very, very early in December, so it wasn't his fault. But in any case, I'm excited to have a Christmas all over again later. I want to say good morning to those of you coming in. I'm definitely going to be taking your questions in the chat room today. I wanted to talk about a few things. I also want to welcome everyone, including my beautiful godson is here. He's so supportive and wonderful. I'm super happy that we're entering another year together, Tyler. I want to shout out to Terry, who is also here. C.A. Brooks is here. And all of you who are listening from over at 12listen, as well as, you know, coming into the year, I think this year we started out a little tiny bit slow. It was almost like after some of our shocking experiences of 2025 and a lot of what's going on that we're now getting acclimated to as humans in the world. And I don't know if we can ever get fully acclimated, but we actually do adjust, and we expect the only consistency as a human being is change. And so we're forever changing. You know, I think now coming into the year, we've kind of dipped our toe in the water a little bit. Now we're coming forward. I could tell there's a lift in the energy. We shared in the room a wishing well because it's been on my mind. We forget, I think, how important it is to at least put it out there. When we're learning how to manifest, when we're growing through our spiritual experiences and our processes with our own higher power, our internal selves are really our soul and how it grows in this lifetime. You know, we have so many parts of ourselves as humans, but our soul depth and our growth is really significant because it feeds and fuels everything about us. And so when that part of us is right with what we believe is our highest power, our highest beliefs, whatever that is that we connect to, we really do extend it out through not only our own lives, but through our people, our collective environment, you know, our inner circle, our outer circle, and all of the world around us. So I think that the wishing well came to mind. I woke up actually thinking of one because I'm always watching the puppies. I kind of have a little one out back, and at the same time, I'm always watching the puppies around them because I'm always thinking of ways I could change an angle on what if, you know, as a psychic, as an intuitive, as an empath. I'm so sensitive to the what ifs.
And I have to remind myself that there's no way on God's green earth that these dogs are going to jump over this thing, you know, to get into the pit of the well or whatever I think in my own mind. And we do this a lot. And instead, I was thinking, okay, it would be great to remind you guys, what are your wishes for the new year? What are your manifestations or perhaps thoughts or ideas, plans, anything that you may have? What are your 10 wishes for the world? And what are your 10 wishes for yourself? Because you can really do both at the same time. And I really feel like we forget ourselves sometimes, or maybe it's easier. I think if you sat down with that wishing list for your wishing well, and you can kind of create and imagine your own space for this, I think it's so much easier to have wishes for the world than it is for ourselves. And at the same time, I want to encourage this early year, because here we are, January 12th, we're heading into this whole different, it's going to change. There's going to be a new energy, a new dynamic. I'm definitely excited about Saturn moving into Aries. I'm sorry for those of you who are going to experience it, but I will be very much looking forward to Saturn leaving Pisces. And I know most of you know why. I feel like the wish is the manifestation of a goal, a desire, a dream, an opening, and really a release to everything that cannot occur, or we don't think can occur, or we have our negative thoughts or processes about it, and we really open ourselves up to open that door. Hi, Beth. Good morning to you. I hope your ears were ringing last night, because I was talking to our artist, and I was saying how you know, we're back in, you know, we ebb and flow, and right now we're together, and I love that you're here also. So we have lots of exciting things going on, and I'll be excited to share some of that. But thank you for being here today also. Lots of special people in the room. You all are. I see Christina Byers, and I want to shout out. I don't know, honey, how long ago it was. I remember you had a tiny tot. You were a mom, you were a young mom, you know, I don't know how many years, it has to be 15, 16 years ago. I'm thinking you would probably know and have a better memory than I do at this point, but I remember connecting with you and our 1-2 gang over out in Colorado and Denver. And we had such a great time, so many great experiences through the years that we all share. And so many more to come, and I'm excited about that. So thanks for being here. And for all of you, Deborah, good morning to you. Maureen, I'm going to be taking your questions. Tara, the thing about manifesting is you can create your own little well. You know, I brought my genie bottle today to show you guys. Sometimes I just like kind of rub it. I don't know if you could see it yet, but it's here. I love just putting a thought or an idea or a plan or a goal or a dream or a wish out to the universe, and then just let it go. Because when we let it go, we're allowing our trust, our faith, our hope, our belief to really work behind the scenes for us without having to make an effort. Because in my mind, we don't really miss a mark, you know? We just kind of let it be. And whatever is meant to be, we have to believe that it will come. And so at that point, we let it go and we move on to the next thing. And sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying to not sit and acknowledge your feelings, but I think that just putting it out there, easy ways to manifest, easy ways to be excited about the year, and put yourselves in positive mindset, especially with so many exciting planetary changes coming ahead. We have a lot to grow from and with, and I think this is part of it. I also want to suggest, along with that, you know, we have our 10 wishes for the world. We have our 10 wishes for ourselves. Along with the wishes, what acts of kindness, and you're going to notice something about this, and this is why I'm challenging you early year. When we choose 10 acts of kindness for others, I guarantee you, you'll come up with more than 10 in 2 minutes. But how many of you can come up with 10 acts of kindness for yourselves that quickly? And I think we have to learn how to balance that. And I think we have to believe. So not only do we want to put 10 wishes out there, we want to put 10 acts of kindness out there for others. You can jot that list down in 2 seconds flat and then really consider how you're going to be good to yourselves this year. Because I feel these mind shifts for us, these coming into this time is so, so important. And I really feel like you're going to feel it and understand that just with these little changes, we can do so much better for not only ourselves, but we can shine our light brighter and we can really make a difference in the world. And it is my hope this year that that's what we're aiming to do, you know? I'm going to come on in. I'm going to say good morning. I did, and I will take some questions. How do you feel about the new year? Did some of you find it a little slow to start and now you're kind of waking up? I know my Lulu has been very awake through the night and very alive. And really, I feel like she's talking to her higher self and her guides and everyone else in the world, I feel, because she was definitely up and about through the night consistently. And so we had a little fun with that. I feel the spirit energy is a lot stronger. Your dream time is going to be a lot stronger right now. And I feel a lot of this going on. Who else is experiencing some dreams? Who else is experiencing? We're going to take a look at some questions. I'm coming soon. For those of you here for the first time, thank you so much for being with us today. We're super excited. We have so much to share for the new year. I have one more thing. I knew I was missing something, which is probably the most important and one of the most exciting things that will happen this year. I will be over with Mark on January 19th. That is 1 week from today. We're going to have some time together. I want to say that it's 7 p.m. Eastern time, but he will correct me if I am wrong. I know he announced it to you guys earlier. I'll be sharing some time with him here to really dig into a depth with you guys that can really show purpose in alignment and really feel good about where everything is headed and where we're all headed together for the year, okay? It's so important that you connect with like-minded people and here in the community. We just love that it's growing and we love the blessings that come with this. I'll be excited about it. It's been a long time since we've been together on radio, so we're going to have a really great time. And good morning to you as well. Happy New Year, Pamela, you, and everyone coming on in. Maya, hello. Annika, you too. Maya said she has bizarre dreams, which she's remembering for a change. Are there any job changes coming up? We'll take a look at you. Let me just sing. My Jersey sister is here, Maureen. Hello, hello. I actually have the dinosaurs right here. Maureen, you're probably the only one who knows what I'm talking about. In any case, I had a lot of compliments on it this morning, so thank you. I feel like a dinosaur now. Laura has a birthday coming up on the 14th. I don't want to forget to say happy birthday as well. And let's go ahead and take a look at the room. Kelly, good morning. And Lara, Rebecca, good morning to all of you. Karen, you too. Randy, I don't want to forget anybody, but you guys are just Lynn. Hi, Kat. Kat, you had a really good, this is for Katniss 13. She'd listened to a live stream of the Walking Monks and she found it. It paralleled a lot of the legacies of Al-Anon. I love the parallels of thought among spiritual programs and ideologies. It is so good to recognize there is so much more alignment than we believe through different modalities, programs, systems, ideas. If we just start to begin, and this, I guess, is another great New Year challenge. If we start to begin to really recognize the similarities instead of the differences, in our belief systems, in our cultures. It took me back when I saw you say the monks. We had gone out years ago, and I'm sure many, I don't know if many of you will or will not remember this, but I know if Mark's listening, if CA's listening, John, so many of us went to a oneness blessing with the monks. And these are the moments that I almost feel numb about because it's so hard to believe we actually had this experience together and almost paralyzed in a way to be blessed by these amazing monks of the world and sit through that. And receiving these blessings were such a gift. And it's like a similar instance would be like meeting Louise Hay or the things that we've experienced together along the way that people forget about, but are so very important to the core of who we are and why we have so much to share and to give to the world really at large. And we want more of that. And so I think the monks have such an amazing and incredible system within themselves that they adhere to. And their, I want to say their dedication, loyalty to their beliefs is like profound and probably something of such a higher nature that is difficult. I mean, I think we have a difficult time as humans in everyday life and trying to commit to maybe one thing, you know, put your feet on the floor first thing in the morning. No, I'm teasing, but I think you get the point. But thank you for sharing that, the recognition of the similarities of their ideologies. And I believe that as well. And I am excited and I absolutely love the programs who promote or perhaps I want to use inspire and encourage different beliefs. And if more people, any of the 12-step programs or any of the maybe quote unquote meeting places in the world for recovery or healing or, and it really truly is when we say, oh, so many people say, you know, they don't need to recover. Everyone needs to recover if they've been in this life to some degree about something. And I think it all falls into place with just different beliefs, spiritual beliefs. Sometimes it's just there to knock those walls down to get you to enter something that you never thought could be possible. And I love all that. And I love how it aligns with everything that we share and do here. We're all human. It's not, somebody says to me, it's never a negative thing to get to receive help or support or anything like that from anything you feel called to. Nothing is incorrect and nothing's wrong, you know? All right. Let me take a look in the room. I'm going to start to take your questions. I'm super excited about that. And Maya, let's take a look at you first. I'm going to come up to the top though. And I want to look at Maya's question about her job. You know, it's another thing also, I think, to look back. How many of you, and I've been realizing this a little bit myself, how many of us or how many of you have looked back on a fear or a story that you have told yourself that was really pretty false or it just never happened? Or it could have been a fear that you walked through, that you made a big deal out of, that really turned out to be nothing at all. And it hung on to you for maybe decades or maybe years or maybe months or whatever it may be. How many of you have really stepped through something? Because again, as empaths, as intuitives, and I believe that the intuition of all of you here, the intuition of many, I mean, like attracts like, so it opens and we become more expansive together and more open to learning. Therefore, we feed off of each other and we grow together in this realm in this way. And I am seeing a lot of this overcoming of these things. But I think when we look back in that rearview mirror, it's so good. Not only is it good, it's never good to stay stuck there too long, but it is good to take a peek behind your shoulder and say, wait a minute, wow, I can't believe I was even worried about that, you know? And so those things are really positive. So let me come and look at Maya first. She has a question about a job. Kat, you're so welcome. Thank you for bringing it up. I'm a huge promoter, actually, of, I think, many of the programs or groups or collective positive movements, I want to call them, that are out and about in the world. So much healing can be done, and there's no person is really, we're all unique, but we're all the same. It's, you know what I mean? Similarly, it really can help anyone at any time. All right, let me take a look here now, and let's see what we got going. Maya, I'm taking a look at you. Now I have two decks going on today, so let's take a peek, okay? Maya, I feel like what the main issue is that you're feeling either, well, maybe it's a combination of both at each in segments or of time, phases of time, in which who's taking more than the other? Are they taking too much of you and not giving you enough, or where you're not receiving what you deserve? Or are you sometimes feeling like you're not doing enough and you're not giving them what they deserve? It goes back and forth. It feels like it's a wheel of fortune to me. It's like, okay, sometimes it's unnecessary guilt, because I believe in phases you do a ton, and sometimes you're not recognized for what you do. So it's very, very normal and very common. I honestly do not feel that you're going somewhere else yet. I see a lot of shedding. I feel a lot of transformation. I still feel a blessing coming. And that when you're ready to leave, and if that, I wouldn't say if, when that happens and you're ready to go, it's going to come to you. You're not going to have to go to it, if that makes sense. So continue to plant the seeds, share with the universe what we want. Just like I had said, suggested the little wishing well, have a little, maybe even a little jar, and putting your little wishes in there, or writing a list. I said, suggested 10 for the world, 10 for yourself, as well as the acts of kindness. But I feel really, really good about April of this year. Something significant will happen that brings better change, whether it's in-house or external. I'm not in a place to really say you're going somewhere new yet, because that's really, I feel there are blessings coming, but it may not be from external, an external source. Another thing I'm getting for you, Maya, which is very significant, is the way you grow is through learning. And I guess we go through processes of being a student and being a teacher, and you have gone through both many times. This time, or this coming year, especially an earlier year into spring, any kind of short-term course or additional little side gig course that you could take for your position or for your career would be really good, even if it's 2 hours. I think that would help you a lot. It really tells the universe you want to grow. And I think it's always good for your soul to learn. I because you're such a life student. I mean, we're all life students, but some of us are really called to, it's like a part of who you are as a person. And I'm suggesting this for all of you, but Maya, this is really specific to you, in that just a little tiny course or a class, I think it would be so good for you. And you'll see what I mean when you participate, and you come back and share and let us know. It'll be good for the soul, okay? All right, I want to go ahead and send Laura a birthday message while she's listening. And let's just take a look. And we chatted a little bit this morning about numbers, and we're never going to feel, and I'm saying this for the whole generation, because it's so very true. Kimberly, I want to say good morning to you, and Jim, you too. Thanks for being here today. I don't think we'll ever be our number. And we acknowledge it. We have to. Our driver's license tells us, but that's where it ends in my mind. And I believe that for all, you know, everyone who actually feels their number. I mean, are we getting out of bed some days sore as hell and feeling like 100 years old? Probably. It's human. But I don't think we're really our number. So I just want to say happy birthday to you, Laura. Thank you for being so supportive of the community and here. And let's just take a look here, okay? I think you're going to take a breath. Karen, you're not your number. I'm glad. We're not our numbers. Nah. I could say that for every person here. How's that? We're going out with that today for sure. No one is our number, except for Shelby. He's his number. Let me just pull some cards here. You know, I feel some acknowledgement coming that is really going to help. And you're going to be so acknowledged in a way that you haven't felt before, and really start seeing some achievements this year. I'm sure it has to do with your beautiful pup, maybe your husband, maybe something you're going to be working on from a foundation. You have built quite the foundation, and you should be really proud of that. And that goes with your body, mind, and spirit as well. So I feel like you're going to be really working on these things. You're going to be getting some messages from spirit yourself this year, and really appreciating and respecting your wisdom. I don't know about you all, but I don't think I would ever take back or go back. I don't think I would appreciate any other decade like I do now. And I hope you all can feel the same as time goes on. You're going to embrace the year. I think after this, and the first couple of months is going to be interesting. You'll be wiggling your way through it. But I also feel, and I don't know where I get the word wiggle from, but I do. I also feel really good about growth in your home, or maybe it's a foundational sense of security within your own home, your physical body. And the acknowledgement that you start to receive from others is going to increase as well this year, okay? You come back and let us know. Financially, I feel really strong about that. As far as your building, whatever your wealth is, you will feel wealthier this year. It doesn't have to be money, and it can be, but it's also really about building you and really understanding who you are on the whole, and I love that, okay? A lot of physicality showing up, so a lot of earth energy, a lot of, I want to say dirt walking, but walking, you know, that kind of thing. Nature, I love that for you. And you'll come back and share. I feel a strength building in you that maybe you haven't recognized before, but you will this year. And I hope that helps. Okay. You come back and let us know how you're doing. Okay. Fairy, thank you so much for that. And I love, it's because it's a room full of beautiful people. So I really love that. And thank you so much for being here. And that was a really sweet message. I appreciate it. Tara has a comment, and she says that she needs to overcome her fear of not being good enough right now, especially around technology. I feel like there is this insecurity energy, and I'm going to call it an energy because it's definitely out there. And we love Pisces energy. We love the psychic impressions it brings us. We love the depth of the intuition and the dreams and the wish. Even the wishes coming true, you know, I could put that out there in that more of like at that fantasia expression of art and all of these things that it gives us, this ability to escape sometimes the harder things. And so technology is not very friendly in that way, because maybe we want to be dreamy. You're dreamy, you're mystical, you're so gifted and so creative, which feeds into this whole end of the Neptune in Pisces, you know, stage. And I feel like you should flow with it a little bit longer and hold on to that, because it's leaving us soon. And we're going to get into like tackling things, you know, in a bigger way, in a more abstract, or perhaps even our physical energy will shift more towards moving forward or taking a course or learning new technology or whatever it is in the world that we have to participate in as we move forward. I say we trash that fear. I say we embrace what you are. I have a few items in my home. I wish I could show everyone the things that you've created. And I have a tiny portion of what that is, but you are a creatress at heart. You're not a technology wizard, but you can become whatever you choose to be, you know? And I understand. I don't want to bury that fear. I do, though. I want to like kind of crumble it up and throw it out, because that's my image of your fear, because you have so much more than that. Bah. I always poo-poo technology also. It takes away all the other things that we are, but there is magic in it that you're going to come to learn very soon. And if you embrace it from a creative standpoint of which you are, you'll see it in a whole new way. I genuinely believe there is so much in you that is able to overcome this fear. And if you if you start to see it from what you can create with it, you'll learn it like magic. And I know it's going to happen. And you don't have to know all of it, because none of us, I could throw some names out there for you, but we don't want to do that. And who are big in the technology world, you know, they're really the only ones who know what's going on anyway. Who else is a technology wizard in here? Maybe I'm sure they would want to have more. I'm sure people who are involved in so much technology, like Serena. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I mean, totally different generation, on the ball, you know, doing all her things, but also, you know, realizing that we can blend our worlds, and it's good, and that's what it takes. So I say we go on from there. Okay. I love that you're going to start seeing your abilities more and more, and understanding how gifted you are and how generous you are with your talents. And that's what I want you to focus on. Technology will come in time. No pressure. Okay, hon? That's what's going to work. Let me go ahead and pull one more card. Oh, yeah. You may have had a little karma around this topic, you see. So it's going to be released. These fears are going to go away. But I feel like maybe in another time and place, you had some weird lifetime of, I actually see robots, so I don't know why, but I do. Maybe you had a little bit of that going on. So you're just going to release some of this past life stuff. You're going to be feeling totally free about this. You're just feeling stuck about it. You will not. You will go on. You don't have to put your energy anywhere it doesn't want to be right now. And you're going to overcome it. Okay. All right. I think Mark, Tara, I'll just tell you this. I think Mark was surprised that I knew how to turn my camera on. But I would do a reading under a moving bridge, you know, So, or whatever. I mean, a train moving on a bridge, I would still be able to do a reading, but I can't turn my camera on. I think he was shocked I knew how. And I'm just giving you an example of how backwards I am as far as technology goes. But try to remember that next time and see how smart you really are about technology and go from there. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. All right, honey. Let's take a look. And I'm not kidding. So all right. Now. So many things that we have to get through as humans to keep up with the times. I'm taking a look. I have to say one other thing. My future daughter-in-law has a birthday today, and she is so special and so wonderful. And I teased her and I told her that if she tried to call me back during the show, because she is the best dodger of phone calls that I've ever known in my life, even though she does answer. I'm teasing her, but in any case, in case she's listening, I told her I was going to answer why I was on the show, you know, and talk to her live and say happy birthday, but we're going to say it anyway. And I'm super happy that she's going to be a huge part of our lives, and she is already, but she's been around for a while, and I'm so excited about the wedding coming up and all of these things. But Amanda, I adore you. You are a challenge of a lifetime in the very best way, and I'm so excited that you're going to be a part of us, and happy birthday, honey. I'm so grateful. Okay. Thank you, Christine. Thank you so, so much for your comments, and I appreciate it. Thank you for recognizing that my fear and resistance after all this time too. I really appreciate you. Big hugs and thanks for being here today. All right. Christine, I know you're coming back. I know you're back. Well, you're obviously back on YouTube, but can you want to go ahead and share your time and I'll announce it. I know you're coming back into the world on, for 1-2 Radio. I'm absolutely sure that I heard that somewhere. I want to make sure. And welcome back, and super happy you two are always showing yourself so graciously, and your music and everything that you bring. And that's another thing, you know, this Pisces energy has woken us up as really as a humanity of all of the art and the music. And everything that happens around music is also, and I know this is an analogy, but how it blends, like we were talking about the monks and how Kat mentioned the program and everything else. And look at the music that you're putting out there in the world as well, how intuitive it is. I can't even imagine where people's minds can open up and go while they're just really just meditating on that and absorbing that beauty, you know? So thank you for that as well. Okay. Now, Shell has a question and I want to take that. Okay. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on 1-2 Radio and the YouTube live stream. Thank you for that. That's amazing. And welcome to the Monday lineup again and all that you're doing. So thank you. I have to keep up with the times, you know. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for again. Okay. But this is an example of myself, and I'm sure many of you, just like Tara has a feeling about technology, really keeping up with everything that we have to keep up with in real time. And spending some time in the psychic space, you know, it's what we do best, but it's also a luxury and a blessing. So thank you for that, catching me up on real time. Okay, now, Shell, thank you for your comments today, and I'm glad that you are enriching your life with it and and really absorbing what you need to. And, you know, we take something that we need from every person that we connect to, and it may not be everything, and we may not agree, and we can agree to disagree, and there's all these other things that take place, but it's so good when you can come and get what you need and then leave the rest, you know? Where is your question? All right, let's take a look at you. I'm going to use my other deck now. Let's take a look at your job. Shell says she applied for a job with the county. And if she doesn't get the job, will spirit show a change? Does the spirit show a change? I'm already sensing a change and I have chills, so that's a good sign. All right, let's take a look. I'm getting a number three really strongly, and I'm wondering if you're going to, if you had like one interview and then two more, or were there three people or anything like that? Can you answer that for me? Because I'm getting a one and then a two, or a two, one like this. So let me take a peek, okay? Of course, the third house rules communications as well, but I'm thinking there's more to it than that. Oh, there's that Ace of Pentacles. We like that. There's the government energy. I feel like it's going to be another one, honey. And I'm not, listen, I'm pretty clear that there is either a change of movement around it, or they stall it, or there's some kind of delay or change, something like this. The reason I'm saying that there may be another, and it could be coming out of the same place, because I feel a shift, and I also see the Two of Pentacles that opens up an even better position. So if the only way this would occur is if it were to be the best for your life and the best, like it would fit in like a 10, because you're going to actually land a 10. But the part, there's a part of me who feels plan B is better than plan A. There's a lady, Kelly, who wanted me to take her position. They rewrote her job description in two positions. Oh, there's two. Oh, so are, okay, that makes more sense. I would say now, so one of the two would be the one you would get. So it may not be the hers, but the other one you could get. Does that make sense? It's opening. You're going to get this. I feel I'm saying it outright. So it kind of aligns with what's happening. I feel that. I feel the second one is even a little better than the first, or something like this. It fits you better. Let's go with that. Let's just stick with it. Let's be, thank you, you know, to spirit. We're getting cooperation. That's what's going to happen. I'm going with that. Okay. I don't think it's her position. I think it's the second. That makes sense. Okay. Very good. Does that make sense? Are you satisfied with that answer for now? They'll post it. Give it a little time. I'm actually feeling a change in 10 days. And I also, I feel 10 days. They'll post it soon. Now, it could take a little time into second month. Good. I would love that. That's going to be perfect for you. Your personality fits it perfectly. I like it. Okay, Shell. Thank you for that. I like to keep it running the way it is, because I don't want to change any. I don't want to breathe the wrong way. It looks perfect for that. So let's leave it. Okay. And you come back and tell us and let us know. You're definitely going to go to work. I just feel, okay, I'm glad you're, okay, good. I can leave it. Love you too. Okay, sweetie. Thank you for being here today. And stay warm. We're going to see 30s in Florida. I have like this massive ski suit ready to go for 30-something degrees. Maybe I'll wear it for you guys in the next couple weeks. It's going to be chilly, but I'm teasing. All right, let me just see who's next. I saw another question. Kimberly, how are you doing? Lara, you have, you know, do you see anything going on with my home? I'm wondering if they're going to sell. I think they want to sell. Lara, I'm getting September 9. Let me take a better look, but I feel this. I'm so glad you guys agree that we're not our numbers. Maya's going to take an Excel course. There you go. There's your confirmation on that. Perfect. All right, let's take a look here. Dun, dun, dun. I'm just coming back to Lara. I really can't get away from the 9, the September energy, but let's take a peek. I do see your anxiety around it. I know that it's a challenge, but you're being protected and you will be protected in every way, really, around the situation. Like, it's not going to change without you having time. But I am getting a yes that they're going to sell within a year. And I also feel September, but honestly, when Lara, when you'll be ready, because I see new employment coming as well. I feel mainly the money can put, yeah, you'll be ready. I see new employment and this is going to help. So I'm super excited for you for change. I do believe it's going to put you in a better set, a better environment in some way, you know? I actually see beautiful glass windows, light, lots of bright light, you opening up to the world a little more. And I love what your year ahead looks like, and I hope that helps. Been here 5.5 years. It's time for change. I think it's time for change too. And something will happen early year to make it okay no matter when it happens this year, but it's definitely time, okay? You'll see what I mean soon. Let us know when something comes your way by way of new income. I feel it strongly. Deborah, I get some words for you. Dedication, building. Really, really doing what you set out to do. Whatever you, really, it's about you now. because I feel like you've done some work on yourself, if this makes any sense. And I also feel there's a dedication or something. You're dedicated to the cause. You're dedicated to your own cause, really, for a change, because I don't think it's always been that way. And I believe that, let me just take a look around travel for you. But I have this this building. Do you feel like you gained a lot of strength in yourself over the last couple of years and worked on that and maybe dedicated to yourself, even to others? And now it's your turn, your time. Do you feel this? So true. Okay, good. Because you deserve so much back. And I think travel's a good way to do it. And I don't feel like you're traveling just anywhere. I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit unique, if that makes any sense. Maybe somewhere not many people. Not that, look, everybody knows how to travel and where to travel these days and where not to travel, of course. But this is a little off the beaten path. I see some visits. Let me take a look, okay? I know it's making me smile for you. Oh, I'm getting a lot of May also. Something about May. Sun in Taurus energy, very strongly. Hold on a minute. And sometimes, well, they're showing me an M-A-R-M-A-Y. March and May. Spring is good. Summer as well. So I'm getting a minimum of two. Between now and August, I see you traveling well. So there's two. I'm getting that Sun in Taurus again. It doesn't mean it can't happen tomorrow, but, and I get a lot of the August energy also. I also want to say, you know, you're secure and safe within yourself. I feel like you've done a little bit of grieving in time, over time. And now the rewards and the blessings come. I'm getting geography, like the travel energy as well, but I also feel like how you're going to travel is still in question, or what it's kind of like, it's almost like becoming your own travel agent. And once that happens, you'll find your way through, because there's something about transportation as well. Like maybe not knowing with clarity yet how you're going to do it or where exactly. Maybe you know where you're going. You just don't know what direction to take yet. And there's so many different modalities, of course, and forms of travel we can participate in. I do see some maintenance, even on, like, even for you, like with vehicle maintenance or any kind of maintenance in yourself, this kind of thing at first. But don't, I want you to, so there's two different cards. There's the Four of Pentacles and the Eight of Pentacles, right? I want you to focus on the eight and not the four. And I don't know why I'm saying it this way, but the Four of Discs, the Four of Coins, it's like staying safe in your space and, you know, don't really, you know, take that it's just time to go, and that's the storyline, and you're going to be so great, and you're going to have so, it's going to be so good. I love the fourth to eighth month time frame. I love that you're your maintenance, all that stuff, you know, it's almost like, hey, reach bigger. The sky's kind of the limit now. Let go of anything holding you back. Don't worry about it, kind of thing. And you'll straighten some things up and be on your way, okay? Also, I'm getting a little crick in my right, not my right knee, probably both my knees, but no, my left knee is a little crick. And actually my right one, now that I'm thinking of it, but we just want to maintain some little stretching or tending to our musculoskeletal body or joints or muscles. And I feel strongly about that. Okay. And no problem. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. Guys, I can't believe this hour has flown by. Please hop on over to 12listen.com. It's a great day to have a session there today. And any day, really. We're all so happy to be with you. Serena, thank you for being my producer. I'm so sorry I'm late, guys. I have to go. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you so, so much. Many blessings to you all. And we'll see you soon. And I cannot wait to be with Mark next Monday evening over on his show. And thank you. And you're so very welcome. Bye, everybody. You take care now. We'll see you soon. Enjoy your week.